is there, and it's designed with a hook on it. So that if the sheep happen to fall, because in that area, they take sheep and they graze, but they also climb up on mountains and stuff like that, and the sheep might get lost. He drop in a crack. And sometimes we get caught in a crack. We get caught in a rut too, right? And what the shepherd does, he takes it and he takes the hook and puts it down and he picks up the sheep out of the crack. The thing that he could not escape himself, the shepherd brings him out. Lord have mercy now. We need to understand that some things you can't get yourself out of, but the Lord will deliver. The Hebrew word for deliver is a word that means that he snatches out by reflex. In other words, whenever I fall, it's God's reflex to snatch me, to catch me when I fall. I wish I had somebody. And so Jesus, he catches us and pulls us out of the mess that we get ourselves into. And so what he does, he pulls the sheep out. When he gets the sheep out, this is what he does. He breaks the leg of the sheep. He sets the leg back. He puts oil on the leg, and he mends it up and wraps it up, and then he don't expect the sheep to walk on his own. He picks the sheep up, lays him on his shoulder, let his head fall close to his heart so he can hear the heartbeat of the shepherd. And while the sheep can't walk, he feeds the sheep out of his own hand. He waters them out of his own hand. And pretty soon, the sheep forgets the fact that the shepherd was the one that broke his leg. Oh, come on and say amen. But when the sheep is put back down because of the kindness of the shepherd, he follows the shepherd wherever he goes. That's why David said, he leadeth me beside the still waters. I wish I had somebody. He leadeth me in a green pasture. Somebody say amen. Here. And so what the sheep realizes is that once the shepherd puts me down and I can walk again, I'm going to follow him. Why? Because when I couldn't walk for myself, he carried me. When I couldn't feed myself, he fed me. When I couldn't water myself, he watered me. And so I'll follow him anywhere. Where he leads me, I will follow. Do I have anybody? Have you ever had your leg broken by the shepherd and the shepherd carried you when you couldn't walk? He lifted you out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and placed your feet on a rock to stay. Do I have anybody in the house that say, I'm the sheep that had to get his leg broke? I don't know about you, but I'm not going to lie and tell you that I've been everything I should have been, but I'm going to tell you the truth. There were some times I had to get my leg broke. I might have had all four of them broke. Oh, come on and say amen. But he carried me every time. He washed me every time. He cleaned me every time. He fed me every time. He lifted me every. I wish I had somebody in the house that said, I'm the same kind of sheep. I've been led because I've been in a place that he brought me out of. I'm following him because of all that I've been through. He was right there with me. He's a friend that's sticking closer than any brother. Do I have a witness? Oh, I'm getting close to the close, yeah. Oh, glory be to his name. Look at what he says in verse 4, and I'm about to get ready to go. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We got to learn how to come before God with thanksgiving. We need to learn how to come before God being thankful. And the problem is, he says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. That must have been a problem. There must have been people coming in with complaints. It's too early. It's too early to be going to church. I don't feel my knee hurt. I got a headache. You know, complain. Coming into the gate, complaining. Let me tell you something about the gate. If you look at how it was set up, the tabernacle was set up in the wilderness, and you find that God positioned everybody according to tribe. And each tribe was on either side or whatever side of the tent that went around the tabernacle. Each tribe was in the place. But in the front of the temple, in front of the gate, that was called the tribe Yada, Judah. This tribe was Judah, which means.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, County, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, County, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you. and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries Radio Broadcast will be open every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Come on, let's have a good time. I got one more thing I wanna tell you. Somebody's here, sitting here today. They won't do nothing, ain't got nothing to say. But if I were you, I wouldn't cheat myself. If they don't wanna go, I can't wait for nobody else. Thank him because you do. Praise him because you. Come on, let's have a good time. Come on, let's have a good time. I wanna ask you one more thing. I wanna ask you one more thing. Did you come here to have a good time? Did you come here to have a good time? Do you really wanna have a good time? Do you really wanna have a good time? Do you know you can have a good time? How many know you can have a good time? How many know you can have a good time? God wants you to have.
Thank you so much. God bless you, man. Now, for those of you who have been faithful, for everyone who's been faithful tonight, I got a song for you. How many of you out there know that it's your time? How many know that this is your year? This is your season. Just walk in it and receive it tonight. God bless you.
You've been faithful and you've been true, and you've done all that you could do, and for your faithfulness it's your time. And so many times you applauded for the rest. Now it's your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness, it's your time.
For he said in his word that if you would delight yourself in him, he said he would give you the desires of your heart. Didn't he say that, church? Not only will he give you what you need, but he'll give you whatever you want. But the thing is, you gotta be faithful. You gotta be faithful, church. So don't ever give up. Just keep on doing what you're doing for the Lord. You can't quit. You gotta hang in there and prepare yourself for your gifts and strength. Because it's your time now. I see y'all need that tonight.
Sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
and he won't leave me alone.
Oh no.
And I tell every Muslim, every Jew, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
What's going on?
Imperfections,
God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy.
Bye.